Yes, reading this morning from Romans chapter 12, starting at verse 9. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with one another. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay." On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen.
Yes. Perfect. Yes, good morning, everyone. This week, I have been quite challenged, really, and I've had quite a bit of time to think and reflect. As I was sharing on the little Friday devotional thing, I finished university just last week. So I've had this week, which has been a lot freer, which is nice. I've been, thinking quite a bit and reflecting on kind of some of the stuff that has been happening in the world. So this morning is basically just the stuff that I've been thinking about over the week, the stuff that I've really been challenged by. It's not going to be a fancy sermon in any way. Like, we're not going to be really digging in depth into like the Greek and Hebrew and all that kind of stuff. That's not my aim this morning. My aim is simply to extend the thoughts and challenges that I've had this past week to you. And I'd love us to just to think about this Romans passage, because and this is kind of what I'm getting at for this little talk, is that actually I want to challenge us about how seriously we're actually taking what the Bible says, what God says. And so obviously this week it's brought up loads of stuff, starting from the protests and from the murder with George Floyd. There's been a lot of anger, rightful anger, I think. And I think it's really brought awareness to the fact that actually sin and evil in this world is really deeply ingrained in institutions, in whole countries, but also in individuals, in us. And one of the challenges I've been challenged with this week is that actually it all starts with us, with our heart, with how we treat other people. And and one of the messages that has come out of these protests is that it's not enough just to be not racist, but actually we have to be proactively anti-racist. We can't be passive about the evil and the sin in the world. And as I was kind of reflecting on this, I realized that actually so often in my life, I'm really passive about the evil and sin in the world. I'm really ignorant about it a lot of the time. I don't even realize it's happening. And sometimes even when I realize that it's happening, I don't take the time to stop and to acknowledge it, to come and come beside those people who are feeling that pain. And so often I actually just ignore the pain. I dismiss difficulty. And so I don't act. I don't step up to show love to other people. I don't step up to fight the evil in this world. And that has been really convicting for me this week as I've been thinking about it and praying about it, and just how complacent and compliant, I suppose, I've been with sin in my life, in evil in my life, and in evil in the world in general. And then we get to this passage in Romans 12, which I'd love for you guys just to go back and reread it. And actually, yeah, I will reread it. Because as I was reading through this, I kind of realized that actually he's asking so much of us here. You know, God actually asks a lot of us. And so it says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. I don't know about you, but I know that I often don't actually actively hate what is evil. I'm more commonly kind of put up with evil, or I disagree with evil. I might strongly disagree with evil, but even then, that doesn't equate to hating evil and clinging to what is good. You know, I often sympathize with those who are on the receiving end of evil. I feel concern and I feel sad for them, but I don't think I often hate evil, and I don't think I often cling to what is good. It then says a bit further down, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. So that means, like, are we passionate and energetic? Are we going at it with everything that we've got serving the Lord? And again, I have to confess that I so often am not zealous about serving the Lord. More often, I'm very reluctant about serving the Lord. And you know, I can honestly relate with that story of Jonah, how he's called to serve the Lord and he runs the other way. That is so often me. And I confess that, yeah, that is what I so often do. You know, I might come to church, I might read the Bible, I might say amen to every prayer and sing my heart out to every song. But how often do I zealously, with spiritual fervor or fervently, serve the Lord? I confess that it's probably not all that often. And then right at the bottom in verse 21, it says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And again, I think this is particularly challenging, especially when we look at the situation the world is in right now, how racism and this huge injustice and inequality and prejudice has really been made more aware to people, how we're still in the midst of this COVID pandemic. And then even looking back into the year, like we started the year with the massive forest fires in Australia and the assassination of Soleimani in Iran and all the tension that created, you know, like there's a lot of evil in this world, and it's so easy to be overcome with it, to be like, well, what's the point in, you know, all of human history? It's just got us to this point where there's still racism, there's still war, there's still really horrific evil in the world. But it says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I so often don't do that. I so often just give up and say, I'm overcome with evil. I can't overcome it with good. I guess what I'm really getting at here is, how seriously are we actually taking what the Bible says here? How seriously are we taking these, I guess, commands? They're commands in Romans 12 to love with sincerity, to humble ourselves, to serve others before ourselves. How seriously are we taking these commands in Scripture? Because just imagine for a second, if actually all of us, if we lived the life that it says here in Romans 12, imagine how revolutionary that would be, and how crazy it would look to people that don't live this way. It would be mad. Like, if we really did hate what is evil and cling to what is good, or if we really were devoted to one another in love, how many people would you say you're devoted to in love? Like, Paul is writing to a whole church here. He's not writing to just individuals. He's saying, so we have to be devoted to one another, to many people in love, not just one or two people who we'd call our friends. How revolutionary would that be for our world if we actually lived how Scripture asked us to live? I think it can be difficult for us because we see this as a whole bunch of commands and rules and things we have to try and do. And that brings me on to what Jeff was talking about last week about Pentecost. Like, it's not about us doing it in our own strength. At Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down and God came and lived with us. Jesus, when you become a Christian, Jesus says, yes, you are with me. You are my brother and sister. You know, we can go together. And Jesus walks beside us throughout every bit of life that we go through. And that's an amazing fact because it then takes the weight off us. Because although, yes, we do have a big responsibility, as Romans 12 makes clear, but it doesn't all depend on us. We have Jesus's strength to rely on as he walks beside us. And while I was thinking about this, I just reread Romans chapter 12. And then I thought, actually, a lot of this stuff, it just describes who God is. Like, God loves with sincerity. God's love is sincere. God hates what is evil, and he is what is good. He is devoted to you individually and you collectively in love. He honors you above himself. That was shown on the cross. Like, Jesus humbled himself to a horrific death. So he honors you above himself. He is never lacking in zeal, but keeps his spiritual fervor serving you. He is joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. He shares with those who are in need. He practices hospitality. He does all these things for us. He blesses those who persecute him. Again, that was seen on the cross. He was hanging there and people were taunting him, and yet he still said, Father, forgive them. He rejoices with those who rejoice and mourns with those who mourn. His enemies were hungry and he fed them. They were thirsty and he gave them something to drink. He is not overcome by evil, but Jesus, God, overcomes evil with good. And that is really encouraging because God is those things. God does those things. And so with him walking beside us, with him in relationship with us, that can transform our hearts to go and do the same. And we have a responsibility to do that because we know the good news. And there are people out there that don't know how much God loves them. There are people out there who don't know that they are loved and that they are valued. There are people out there who are lost without hope. And we have hope, we have love. And because Jesus is in our lives, and so he sends us and he comes with us to share that to everyone. So yeah, that is my challenge to you. How seriously are you actually taking what God is saying and what God is commanding you to do? And yeah, let's pray and ask the Holy Spirit just to fill us again, to transform our lives, to send us out, and also to remind us to ask Jesus to come with us. So that's my challenge to you this week. Let me pray for you. Father God, I thank you so much that you walk beside us. I thank you so much, Lord God, that you are love, that you are good to us, that you fed us when we were hungry, you gave us something to drink when we were thirsty, you blessed us when we persecuted you. Lord, I thank you that we can rely on your strength. And Father, I just pray for every single member of Faversham Baptist Church and whoever else is watching. Lord, I pray that they will accept you into their lives. I pray that they'll invite you, Holy Spirit, to come into them and to transform their hearts so that they can and I can go and bless others to show them the love and the hope that you give us, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That was beautiful. Thank you, Steph. Yes, Lord, we do. We pray for your forgiveness, Lord, for our apathy, for our lack of understanding and our lack of courage in stepping up and stepping out in faith, Lord. So we need your strength to help us take up our cross on a daily basis. And as Steph said, you know, we don't lean on our understanding, but we lean on you and your strength, Lord. So please, in Jesus' name, we ask all of this. Amen.